The grace and love of our Lord and Savior be with us always. Amen. The word of God we want to consider today is again our gospel reading for this past Sunday, the second Sunday of End Times or Last Judgment Sunday. We're looking at Luke chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. Luke wrote, "While they were listening to this, Jesus went on to tell them a parable, because he was near Jerusalem, and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once. He said, 'A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king, and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. Put this money to work, he said, until I come back. But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, "We don't want this man to be our king." He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 10 more." "Well done, my good servant," his master replied. "Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities." The second came and said, "Sir, your mina has earned 5 more." His master answered, "You take charge of 5 cities." Then another servant came and said, "Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and reap what you did not sow." His master replied, "I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow. Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?" Then he said to those standing by, "Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas." "Sir," they said, "he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that to everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what he has will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me." Strong ending that does remind us of God's judgment when people reject. My dear friends in Christ, in Jesus' parable of the minas, there was a nobleman who had enemies who didn't want him to be made king, but he was made king anyway, and then he returned home as king. Likewise, our Savior, Christ our King, has his enemies, and it's not just those people who had him crucified. Actually, it's anyone who thinks he can do anything to partially even earn his way to get to heaven. Anyone who doesn't see Jesus as the way, the truth, and the life. But those enemies, they can't stop Christ our King. Right now, what he's doing is he's ruling in our hearts and in the hearts of all who by the grace of God believe in him. And he will return on Judgment Day to take us to his eternal kingdom in heaven. But when he returns, it talks about how he'll check to see what we've done with the gospel. It's not a test that's going to take place on Judgment Day, but it's just something for us to be thinking about, that he expects us to be faithful in this lifetime. Well, when he returns, he'll check what we've done with the gospel, which he's invested in us. In the parable, Jesus tells us what happened with 3 of the 10 servants who had received the minas. 2 who acted wisely and invested, and 1 who had done nothing but tie up his master's mina in a piece of cloth. The comment of the 2 financially astute servants is very significant, because they did not say, "I have gained this amount of profit for you." Instead, they said, your mina has earned 10 more. Your mina has earned 5 more. They did merely what they were commanded to do and discovered that the money they'd been given had the power in itself to accomplish things, to be a blessing for them. And that's how it is in the kingdom of God too. What blessings we can experience when we use the word of God. And of course, that means that when we don't use it, we'll miss out on those blessings. But what blessings we can experience when we use the word of God. We've been given the word to proclaim and the sacraments to administer. And of those means through which God gives us his grace, God has said, my word will not return to me empty, but will achieve the purpose for which I sent it. God simply wants us to invest his gospel in ourselves and in the people that we meet, with the confidence that that gospel has the power to produce blessings. You and I, we don't convert anyone, but God's word, it will work to keep on building us up in faith, and it will keep on gaining more and more souls for God's eternal kingdom. Well, what kind of opportunities to be faithful can we take advantage of then? Well, we have the Lord's commission to go and make disciples of all nations. And when we preach and when we share the word of God, what we're doing is we're investing the gospel which God has entrusted to us so that we ourselves can grow in the faith, and what blessings we can experience as our faith grows. Our faith, it helps us to cope with life's trials and troubles and problems. Oh, as she was dying of cancer, I can especially remember one lady from my church down in Mobile, Mrs. Helgeson. She said, I don't know how many times, I don't know how a person can get through something like this without faith. And her faith got her through her cancer and her death. Our faith won't make life's problems disappear. But with our Savior by our side, life's problems can't conquer us. The psalmist said, God is our refuge and strength and ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear. Oh, and we can experience those blessings, the blessings from God's word personally through the gospel as you and I grow in our faith, as we're studying faithfully the word of God. But then as we support our congregation's efforts to reach out into our community, as we support our synod's efforts to reach out into the nation around us and into the world, well, as we do that, then vicariously, we can also experience the gospel's blessings, because we'll know that souls who don't know Jesus will be hearing about God's love and the solution to the problem of sin, which by God's grace we already know. We'll know they're being blessed as we are already blessed, because God has made us his believing children, and he wants to keep on making more and more people his believing children. So use the gospel that God has given to you. Amen. Let's pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, help me always to see what a precious treasure you have invested in us in the gospel and in our faith in Jesus our Savior. We pray in his name. Amen. In the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God the Father and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you always.